This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, April 27. Peter, one more time. Our reading comes from John chapter 21. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." Because of this, the rumor spread among the believers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who testifies to these things and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have enough room for the books that would be written. Jesus' questions parallel Peter's three denials. On the night Jesus was arrested, Peter was asked three times if he was associated with Jesus, and each time Peter said no. Now Jesus asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And while Peter is obviously hurt by this, no doubt Jesus was hurt by Peter's denials as well. The rebuilding of Peter's relationship with Jesus was important. Jesus needed to hear that Peter still loved him. Jesus still had a role for Peter to fill in his growing kingdom. And Peter needed to know he was forgiven and still welcome in Jesus' kingdom work. In fact, Peter might have thought he wasn't welcome to follow Jesus anymore after his denial. And that might have been at least partly why he went back to fishing so soon after Jesus' death and resurrection. Whatever the case, Peter needed to know that he was still welcome. Nothing Peter could do would separate him from Jesus' love. The same is true for us. We might deny Jesus and turn our backs on him in any number of ways, but Jesus never does that to us. He is always waiting for us, asking us if we love him, and giving us a continued purpose in his kingdom. Jesus' love never fails. This is a promise we can depend on every day. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for the gift of forgiveness and for continuing to call us to follow you. Thank you for providing us with salvation and a new life with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.